You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It was announced yesterday that Pitt has extended Jeff Capel's contract through the 2030 season, 2029-2030 season. So here's the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll. It's brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. What heights can Pitt basketball realistically reach in the next 6 years under Jeff Capel? You can go on Twitter and you can vote on that Twitter poll. And we'll get into that full form with Jeffrey Hathorne at 7:35, and then with Pat Bostic at 7 o'clock. Hathorne spoke with Capel yesterday in the evening show. And what really struck me, Dorn, before we get back into the baseball here, is it sounded like Jeff Capel was really legitimately, sincerely grateful that Pitt, Heather Like, the board, the chancellor, everyone involved was patient with him when things weren't going so hot. And now that they've put their faith back into him, he sounded actually legitimately grateful. And it was kind of powerful listening to him talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, it is nice to be rewarded. And I know that, you know, their goals haven't been reached and Jeff Capel's goals haven't been reached. And last year was disappointing in a way because he didn't make the tournament. But the things that he has done and turned this program back around from where it was, like, that's a lot of hard work. And, I mean, he went through transfers and then, you know, NIL landscape. And then now to seeing a lottery pick and to have a guy like Blake Hinton is probably going to make a team. And then next year might have another lottery pick. And Jalen, like, he has done a fantastic job. And it's nice to see him get rewarded, even though that he would sit here and admit that the job is just starting. Like, they still have more that they want to accomplish. They haven't accomplished enough yet.
It feels like he's dug in his heels now.
Yes.
Like, finally, the program is stable and in a good place, and now you just build from there.
Right.
And even as a guy that, I mean, I watch every single Pitt game, but I'm not emotionally invested, so I feel like I can kind of remove myself from that standpoint. I don't know that you could even have a topic like, is it worth it? Like, of course it is.
Yes.
Of course
there's
it
no,
is.
I didn't even blink an eye.
No. And I saw one of our friends, Carlos Zofko, was like, really? What have I missed? Mm. I don't know what you missed, man. Like, if you just take it on its totality and you're doing a flyby and you are a college basketball fan and you go, oh, Capel's gone to one tournament in 6 years and you don't do any research, I guess I could see you going, huh. But where this thing descended to with Kevin Stallings never should have happened. He could not have done a worse job. And then to dig out of that, as you mentioned, when the entire college landscape is changing, you needed to be patient with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And last year's team, I thought, could have advanced farther than the prior team in the NCAA tournament if they had been fortunate enough to make it. And reasonable arguments can be made that they should have made the tournament. I don't know how you can look at this as a program doing anything other than steeply, steeply inclining.
Oh, yeah. It's easier to just build whenever you become a coach. It's easier to have like just a platform or foundation and then just build on top of that. That's hard to do. I get that. But it's easier than to fix, tear down, and then rebuild.
Starting from total scratch.
I mean, you had to fix first. And then tear it down and then rebuild it.
Yeah.
That's a very tough job. And he's in the phase of getting that house built. So I give him a lot of credit. And to me, there's no freaking question that it's well deserved.
Yes.
There's no question.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes. from 16-17 with Kevin Stallings to 8-24 with Kevin Stallings for a decorated basketball program. And that is hard to get out from under. In today's world, where everything's snapshots, everything's in the moment, I say it all the time. Losing begets losing in today's college sports landscape, football, basketball, otherwise, and winning begets winning. Now, Capel has won 46 games, excuse me, over the last 2 years, and I'm not saying that it should be easy from this standpoint, but to what you were saying, it's a lot easier now to go into your household and sell the Pitt program than when you're coming off of Stallings. And, oh, what did you guys do last year? Oh, we were 8-24. And then he goes 14-19. He improved his first two seasons. You throw out COVID, right? I mean, 10-12 in the who gives a you throw that one out. But he was improving steadily, and then boy did they take off in 22-23.
Yeah, I mean, you got to have faith whenever, you know, your players believe in you too. Like Blake Henson, he could have transferred. He could have tested the waters in the NBA last year, but he chose to come back. And like that is a selling point as well in so many areas. And also Bub Carrington. I mean, it wasn't I know this for a fact. Like Bub Carrington got his evaluation from the NBA and got a first round evaluation. If it wasn't a first round evaluation, he was coming back to Pitt.
Oh yeah.
He wasn't going to Duke. He wasn't going to North Carolina. He was coming back to Pitt. And that says a lot about the coach and what he has built there. And that is another selling point for other recruits and for getting extensions as well.
He was always known as a big-time recruiter. Blake Griffin goes to the Elite Eight with Oklahoma. And he proved that. I mean, you get Jalen Lowe, you get Carrington. Who's the guy they kicked off the team? I mean, he was a hell of a recruit. I just saw he landed somewhere just like a week ago. I forget his name. The one who was getting in all the trouble off the court, and they just he never really played, and they just said, all right, we don't need you in the program. But he was a big-time recruit. I wish his name didn't escape me. But he got that guy, and he did that. He got these guys. He got great transfers. Like you mentioned, Sabandi. Great fits, which is hard, but good people, and he was able to sell them on a program that really didn't exist. That tells you how damn good of a recruiter the guy is when you want to come play for me. Well, what have you accomplished? Well, nothing yet, but I want you to be a part of the next time we do.
Yes.
And they did, and they bought in. And your point about Carrington, I think, is a good one. Capel's guys love him.
Yeah.
They love him. So a good job by Pitt to lock him up through 2030.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.